Welcome to Health Media Now with award-winning author and host Denise Messenger for a lifetime of health empowerment. Live by being in the pink, meaning P stands for being persistent, I stands for using your intuition, N stands for networking, and K stands for obtaining knowledge. Our guests entertain and share cutting-edge information. They share with you what may have taken years to achieve through experience in their field. Become inspired and motivated. Reach your full potential with fascinating tips and products. Receive a lifetime of benefits from authors, doctors, practitioners, healthcare providers, and learn about exciting new products. You asked for it, and we deliver. Now, here's your host, Denise Messenger.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm so glad that you're joining us today, which is September 4th, 2019. I'm very excited about our guest today because the subject matter is so important and so few of us ever really put a whole lot of thought into it. But we have with us here today Liana Allison, and we're going to be talking about emotions. She wrote a book, actually, called Emotions, the Roadmap to Freedom. So it's a wonderful topic. Just to give you a little background, she is an Australian-based founder of the Institute of Empathic. How do you say that, Allison? Empathic leadership?
Empathic, yes.
There you go. She's an international award-winning empathic leadership coach, businesswoman, spiritual healer, intuitive, and an empowered empath. For decades, while married and then divorced, she raised her two sons, and then she ran her own sizable and successful tourism company. But she found, as a leader and a mother and a wife, she was always struggling with her emotional sensitivity. So that's what we're going to get into, is how in the world do women manage their lives successfully, especially when they have a lot of stress in their life and they're juggling so many different things. So welcome, Liana.
Thank you so much for having me, Denise. It's an absolute pleasure to be on your show.
I just want our listeners to know that you're calling in from Australia. Beautiful, beautiful Australia. I'd like to start the show out. I want to know, how did you get on this path? You know, we know a little bit about your background, but what took you into the emotion side? You know, the leadership, empathic side.
Sure. As my intro said, I started out in reasonably large business. We owned and managed a couple of different tourism businesses back in my 30s, and which was a while ago now. But once I'd been in there for about 10 years, and what happened was I started to actually get physically unwell. And when that started to happen, my emotions started to boil over. So I had these emotional outbursts in regard to, I was crying, for no particular reason. And so basically had a breakdown of sorts. And that was my wake-up call to what I was doing that wasn't right for me. And what I discovered was I'd been working really, really hard. I've been using my mind to really work in the business, ignoring what I felt and what my body was trying to tell me. I was running the businesses, doing the day-to-day tasks in the businesses, had small children, in a marriage. So obviously there was things that need to be connected with your partner and things like that. Home to look after, all of these things, as a lot of us do. And the only way I felt like I could do it was to actually just keep going, stay strong, keep moving. I'm strong, I can do this. Until my body decided that actually, no, it wasn't such a great idea. And it was going, hello, wake up, listen to me and what I've got to say. So that's when I started looking for an alternative. And I was lucky enough to find an alternative doctor, a GP, general practitioner. And he put me on the path of looking into my energetic side of things. So the our energetic body and system runs and flows through us, which is all connected with our emotions and our thoughts and our body. So I'd never heard of it at that time. So I went and saw a few different holistic style practitioners, learnt a whole heap, and started to really open up my emotional personality, let's call it. So the emotional part of me that had been blocked for so long, started opening that up and understanding it and understanding what it was actually there for, and that it needed as much attention as my mind and my body. And that led me down the track of actually what I did within a year of that is I actually opened up my own holistic healing center, which was fantastic because I got to actually help other people also figure out themselves and to find that more fulfilling way of doing life. Can still be busy and, you know, doing all the things that we need to do, but to actually be far more authentic in the flow of how we feel, how we think, how our body is, and how that is actually a package that works together rather than bits of it working against each other. So that was a really big aha moment for me, and it was such an amazing experience. Yeah.
So you opened up a healing center?
Yes. So in that center, and it was the first one, I was in South Australia at the time, which is a state in Australia, and it was a country town, and it was the first one that was opened up in that area. So it was very alternative for the country area. But, you know, I did things like massage and counselling and teaching meditation and all those sorts of things at the start. Until I developed further into what I do now, which is more along the lines of the empathic leadership coaching, which is really empathic leadership is all of those things. It's learning how to be fully connected with yourself and being powerful in that so that you can be the leader that you're meant to be. And there's so many people that I meet that are held back by what they perceive as their personal characteristics. And for me, I always thought my emotions were a problem because they were I was a very emotional person. As a child, I was very emotional. And now I learnt to shut that down as a child. But now revisiting that and actually incorporating that into how I live my life just gives me so much more freedom and power within myself. It's like that self-love really entails knowing yourself and allowing that to flow in your everyday life.
So let's define what empathic is.
Empathic is the people who are deep feelers. So they feel things around them. They can feel their environment impacts on them, people around them impact on them. They have an emotional sensitivity, so they feel things deeply. So empathic is the ability to actually feel not only other people, you know when you meet somebody and you just get that instant feel from them. So that's being empathic. And if we have that ability and it's quite strong, it can be very overwhelming in our busy world and in our busy, like going into the mall and the supermarkets and the shops and things like that, when there's so many people around you, so many people actually feel exhausted by that. And it's because they're feeling everything that's around them without any filters, without actually being able to pick and choose what they want to feel. So empathic leadership is about teaching people how to be able to do that, but by choice rather than by be a victim to it.
Does every human being have the ability to do it?
Yes, absolutely. Some people are born naturally in that way, and other people just need a bit of training to actually tap into that side of themselves. And really, we all need to have this ability. Like, so many people work from their minds because that's what they've been taught. That's what our society teaches us. We don't get taught emotional mastery at school or anything like that, nor is it taught to be valued. So the empathic side of it is really, to be empathic, you have to have emotional mastery to be empowered around that. So that's how it all ties in together in the leadership style that I do.
How long does it take for somebody to master this?
Well, I think the initial part is really, really quick, because I'm an empath and I'm a very, very sensitive emotional empath, I can actually help people tap into their own abilities really quickly because I can feel them. So I know where the blockages are and we can get through those really fast. So a couple of sessions and they're starting to tap into it pretty quickly. Ongoing, it's actually part of our growth as human beings to continually grow through our emotional awareness. So I think that's a lifelong journey, depending on how far you want to take it.
Are you able to do this in person, or can you also do it on the phone?
I do it. All my clients I work with over the internet, so over Zoom.
And
so I have clients all over the world, quite a few in the UK at the moment, actually. It doesn't matter where people are. I can work with them anywhere because with Zoom we get to see face-to-face. It's a video platform and we get to chat. And, it doesn't have to be, in person at all.
Oh, that's great to know.
Yeah.
Huh.
So from that point of view.
Yeah,
sorry,
go ahead. No, go on. From that point of view, what?
So from that point of view, it actually helps people. When I'm doing it over the internet, it actually helps people because they're not relying on their eyes. So quite often people read how people are feeling by our body language.
Okay.
And if we're only connecting with my clients over the internet, they're not actually seeing my whole body. So, and I'm not seeing theirs. So we just naturally start to feel into each other. Even though they're not doing it, that's what's happening. So it actually already starts activating that skill within them.
It's quite fascinating. So
yeah, I love it. It's just amazing.
So how do we resist and avoid negative emotions that we may have, or we have people in our lives that have a negative emotions that tend to affect us?
Well, it's really interesting because the way I work is that I teach people how to actually find the gold in the negative emotions. So instead of trying to push them away, I get people to actually accept them without judgment. And the reason to do that is to learn what the lesson is that it's offering us. For example, if we have angry people around us and we don't like anger, we don't feel that we need anger, it's always going to be around us because we're resisting it. So I'm sure you would have heard the old analogy, what you resist persists. And if we resist negative emotions, they will persist. We just have to learn what they're trying to teach us. So in our spiritual psychology, these things turn up for us to get comfortable with them and then really move through them very effectively. And as I said, get the lesson out of them. For example, Anger is one of the things a lot of people, particularly women, resist, and they try not to be angry, or they try to avoid people that are angry. Now, what anger offers us is the energy of anger. When it's conscious and we accept it, we can channel that into passion. And when we get that passion really bubbling inside of us, that activates our creativity. So we get really creative in our thinking. So we can actually find new ways of solving problems or fixing a situation that we want to change. And when we get creative in our thinking, we get to do new actions. So that way, we're not doing the same thing trying to avoid an old problem. You know, the adage of, you know, what you do the same and you're trying to get different result isn't going to work. So you actually have to do something different. So the yeah. anger allows you to have the energy to go to passion, into creativity, and then into action. And what that leads to is you doing what you love to do. So it's a cycle. And that's a really powerful cycle, and it's a really great place to start to understand why we have negative emotions and what they're there for us, how they support us, but we just haven't got the emotional mastery to understand that at most times, which is what I teach people, how to find the gold in fear, how to find what anxiety is about, where does depression lead us and what is it offering. All of these things have really huge amount of wisdom within them that we can use if we just have a little bit of mastery around them.
It's a really interesting process, because I know that in life a lot of people just keep doing the same thing over and over again, and they never get it right.
Absolutely. And that's the most frustrating thing. And that's when people start to feel all the really deep negative emotions because of that frustration. Now they go into anxiety, depression, fear, because they just feel like they haven't got any answers. Whatever they're doing isn't working, but they just don't know how to do something different. Because they have like programs in them that may be saying, you know, don't get angry about this because anger is bad, but they actually need to get angry about something to change it, to get the motivation, to get the push to change it.
I know a lot of times we tend to just more or less let go of the people who are very negative in our lives. In
yeah,
other words,
and,
those relationships you just kind of push away. And when you recognize it, then you seek out more positive people to surround you.
Absolutely. And no, that's the when you're doing that consciously and you're making conscious choice, because it's about your values and your boundaries and maintaining your personal values, then that's a great thing to do. But if you're doing it out of feeling like you've got no choice, then it's a reaction to something that's inside of you that is judging what's going on as wrong or bad. And, you know, there's always a fine line between pushing somebody away that is bad for you to protect yourself, and doing it from the point of view of reaction. So the thing is, to push people away, if you know why you're doing it, you know what the lesson is that they're offering you, and you're maintaining your boundaries and your values, then yes, we need to push people away that are definitely not good for us,
right,
or that we choose not to have us any influence over us. But it's the lesson we have to get first, because they're always there to actually teach us something.
True. That is very true. I can see how it could be very complicated, particularly if you're in a marriage and there's a lot of negativity involved in it. It takes a lot of work to overcome that. versus just saying, okay, I don't want you around anymore. You know, it's not that easy. It's a little different.
Absolutely. It is different when it's somebody close and in a personal relationship like that, whether it's close family or your partner or whatever the situation is, then that's where you have to do your own internal emotional mastery work to be able to, because the changes externally always are influenced by your own internal changes. So if your partner is a angry person and you're resisting anger, you have to get to know your own anger. You have to be able to incorporate that in a conscious way, so it's not reactive, it's not, you know, explosive, and use it. And what happens normally is the other person unconsciously responds to that and they actually drop some of their anger as well, or they start to understand it a bit more in regards to how to express it. So we can only work on ourselves to make change, to influence people outside of us, rather than try and change the person outside of us to make us feel better.
Yeah,
that is the conundrum.
I like this. Yeah, I like it from the viewpoint, a lot of times people will go to a counselor, you know, or marriage counseling or whatever, and they'll go for a year and still nothing has changed. You know?
Absolutely. Yes. Because unfortunately what that does is they're talking about the story, or you doing that and you're doing that and I want you to change this, and, you know, whatever it is, they're trying to change other people's characteristics outside of themselves rather than actually look within and take responsibility for whatever it is that's going on inside, not judging it as wrong, but just learning. And getting that mastery over themselves first, so then being able to say, well, actually, yeah, we've done everything we can. This isn't working. We're going to have to stop, end this connection, whatever it might be, or able to grow together through the process. And we all need help with that.
Right. And with you, if a couple were to enlist your services, then they probably would come to you separately to work on their own issues first. Is that the way it would work?
Yes. Well, to start with, they would come together as a couple, and we would figure out what was going on as a couple, and then we would do individual sessions with periodic couple sessions mixed in there as well.
Okay. I like
so
it.
Everything would be individually designed for their particular needs. I like working. I don't have a one-stop shop kind of thing. One thing fix everybody. Everyone's an individual, and I love working with people as individuals in their own particular situation that's going on.
That's wonderful. Because you're using your intuitive ability. You have this kind of unique theory, you know, your experimental learning process is what gets people to a higher level.
Absolutely. It's the experiencing of the changes as in the sessions, because it's a feeling-based thing as well. We incorporate the logical brain and the feelings and the actions. So make sure that that is all experienced within the session, so that they got something really solid that they can action and live throughout that next week before our next session. And that way they're supported in that new way of being throughout that week, and then come back and we work out, well, how did that go? What came up? What's next? Okay, so this is what we're going to do this week, and it'll be through this process. So I give them tools that they can use to help them with their emotions and their mind, to which actually helps with their self-acceptance. Because a lot of it is around we judge ourselves so badly and so harshly that we can't possibly accept those parts of ourselves, as you've said, the shadow parts, the negative emotions, it's very hard to accept them without having some sort of process to do that. So I teach them the process, which they have obviously for the rest of their life, and it just helps everything flow very nicely.
Would you say that you're working on a conscious level with your clients, or does this also involve non-conscious work?
Both. So I work on the conscious level, and I'm also working energetically within them as well, which they don't necessarily need to be able to feel or anything. But the exercises I give them works consciously, but also subconsciously. So we're also working very much with the subconscious mind.
Can you give us an example?
It's experiential. So basically what I do is I've got a technique that involves visualization, a breathing technique, using a subconscious statement from the mind, and combining all of those things in about a 2-minute meditative style exercise is what they use to integrate and practice accepting the subconscious belief and the emotion, so that in the acceptance of it, it can flow far more easily, and they get the wisdom from it. So they get the understanding of why it's there and how they can actually use it in a positive sense.
Well, it's really fascinating.
It's quite different. There's only one other person I know, and he's my teacher, that does this process, and it's not actually anywhere else in the world. So it's very, very unique.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, who was your mentor? I was just kidding.
Yeah,
you know,
well, it's
I know you have to have had one.
Absolutely. Well, Jason Irving is my mentor, and he's here in Australia. And he's an absolutely amazing practitioner in what he does. And he has his own healing institute where he teaches all of these processes, which, you know, I'm sure you'll hear about soon. He's starting to actually get it out there in the world a bit more now. So it will be known in the world, but it's a really in-depth, collective way of doing it that's not just working on the mind, or not just working on the emotions, or not just working on the energy. It's doing all of it in one really quick and simple process. And, you know, my ethos is, you know, work deeply, but do it easily.
Uh-huh. Did somebody teach him?
No, he's a very intuitive guy, and he started working with these techniques through, he was actually studying sacred geometry, and that's incorporated into these techniques. And he's developed this over 20 years of working with clients in his practice. So it's all, he's developed all this himself.
Oh, geez, it's amazing.
He's an amazing man, absolutely amazing.
Oh. Well, is there anything else that you would like to add to our interview?
Only to say that if people would like to know more about what I do, they can find me on my website, which is Liana Allison, which is LianaAllison.com.au, because I'm in Australia. And on there, they'll find that there is a download of a free webinar which explains, it's called Internal Meltdown to Emotional Mastery. And it's a really great informative webinar that is a great starting point to understand this a little bit better.
Okay.
So that's there for them to download if they wish. But the thing is, with my mission in life is to just empower people into being their own leaders. So leading themselves in their life, so they're being able to live a life that they're proud of, and they're fulfilling and expansive. And it can be done so simply with just a one of my programs, which is a 12-week program, has changed people's lives so much. I had this lady who used to he called me, and she was $70,000 in debt, single, and I'm really, really unhappy with her work. And with working with her, she's now out of debt, married, has a child, absolutely loves her work, and has her own business as well.
Oh my gosh.
It was just a few simple things that we changed and stopped the resistance about, and she just got it. She just flew from that moment. So, and that's what I love to see. That's what I want to see with all of my clients, is they actually get the results really fast. And if they run with it, they will change their lives really, really quickly. And I'm really passionate about this because, as you said, it's pretty unique. And I just want to share it with as many people as possible so that they can actually, you know, start stepping up in life and really get what they want. Whether they're already successful on some levels, that it may be another part of their life that's not actually working for them, then, you know, that's what we would focus on. And, I'm really passionate about it. So I get very excited and I just want everybody to know this stuff. It's so cool.
Well, it really sounds not only challenging in terms of personal development, but well worth the work involved to evolve to
Absolutely.
A higher level.
Absolutely. Yeah. It doesn't have to be hard work. That's the thing. It can seem challenging in regards to its unknown. But
okay.
It's in the unknown that we actually find our
center.
The things that are beyond our consciousness, so beyond what we've already know.
Uh-huh.
And if we step beyond what we already know, then we are going into the unknown. Everybody thinks, right, the unknown is really scary. With support and understanding, it's not. It actually gets exciting. And that's one of the mental emotional flips that we do, is we get excited about the unknown, the exploring of what's next, the adventure of it all, rather than the fear of it all.
Yes. Well put. I love that. Mm.
Life is meant
to
be an
adventure.
Do you work
with clients? Do you work with clients strictly on the 12-week program, or do you work on an hourly base? What I'm saying to you is, if someone comes to you and says, these are the things that I need to work on, are you able to say, all right, well, in 5 sessions, I think we can work through it, or no, you need to go through my 12-week program? How does it work?
Absolutely. There's always a choice. The 12-week program is basically the program that is going to make really deep change very quickly and support you through that time. If somebody comes to me with one particular issue, which I've had people come to me with a particular issue in a relationship, and it's taken 4 sessions to get that sorted. So yes,
okay.
I can work hourly, or we have the program. So I'm very flexible in that, and you know, we just do as much as we need to do, and that's it.
Okay. Well, everyone, we've been talking with Lee Anna Allison, and she's in Australia. She has a wonderful program. It's really a roadmap to freedom emotionally. And again, her website is, tell everybody your website, and then how best to contact you.
Sure. My website is Liana Allison, so that's Liana. allison.com.au, and the best way to contact me would be via email, or you can find me on Facebook. You just Google Liana Allison, and you'll see the Institute of Empathic Leadership, which is my business page. You can message me, but probably email is the best way. And email can be, you just use contact@lianaallison.com.au.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your morning to be with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Denise, for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure. And, I love speaking with people. Your radio show goes everywhere, but I've been to America now a couple of times and connected with some lovely people over there. And I'll be back again in November, actually. I'm doing a conference in November. So, yeah, it was great to connect with you and your audience.
Thank you so very much, Leanna Allison. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That wraps up our program for today. Thank you for listening. Please join us again next Wednesday. We'll have another amazing guest for you all. Until then, please be well. Bye-bye.
We celebrate our listeners worldwide and invite you to contact Denise at www.healthmedianow.com with any questions you may have. And follow her on Twitter at Health Media Now and Facebook at Health Media Now. For those interested in an advertising campaign on her show, contact Lisa at KnowledgeWorksPub.com. Be sure to visit GotCancerNowWhat.com for information on Denise Messenger's award-winning book, Got Cancer, Now What?